Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the Amar Rabbah. So again, we're in the middle of the third line. We're in the middle of discussing halachos relating to the binding of a lulav and its minim, and specifically what Rabba and Rava have to say about it. The Amar Rabba. Rabba says as follows: let's say you take the Ahadas and the Aravos and you put them together with the lulav, and now you wanted to add on to the lulav. You put them together without the lulav, and now you want to throw the lulav into the binding after the hadas min aravos are already bound. So he said, lo lidutz inish lulav b'hoshana. Don't stuff the lulav into the already bound hoshana bundle. The dilma natri tarfi, because you have to worry that maybe by jabbing the lulav in, some leaves of the hadas min aravos are going to come off. And that's going to remain the vavi chatzitza, and those leaves will remain in the bundle, even though that at this point they're detached, and it's going to turn out to be a chatzitza between the different minim. Rava amar min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Rava says, nah, it's all part of the same min, and therefore it's not chotzeitz. Vi amar Rava, and Rava also said, lo ligos inish lulava b'hoshan. A person should not cut a lulav when it's inside the eged together with the other minim, because when the lulav is very long and you cut it at the bottom, the mishtairi hutzi, some of the side leaves of the lulav are going to become detached. Vavi chatzitza, and that itself is going to be a chatzitza in the bundle. Rava amar, and again Rava says, min b'mino, eino chotzeitz, two like kinds are not a chatzitza at all. Another halach of Rabba, v'yam Rabba, hados shel mitzvah asur la'riach bo. The hadas you use for the mitzvah is not, you're not permitted to smell it the entire time you're using it for the mitzvah, because we learn the din hana'ah from the dalaminim, from the wood of the sukkah, the atzei sukkah, that are asur banah for all 7 days. Esrog shel mitzvah mutar la'riach bo, but the esrog you're allowed to smell it. It's not asur. Just because it's designated for the mitzvah. My time, if they're both asur b'hanah, they're both huksel and mitzvah, so why is it that you're allowed to smell the esrog and not the hadas? So the Gemara explains, hadas to l'recha, the hadas is meant to be smelled. So ki aktzie mirecha aktzie. So when you make a muktzah for the mitzvah and you asur another anah, it's having kavana to make it muktzah from the smell, because that's its derech hana'a. Esrog de la achila ka'i, ki aktia me achila aktia. Esrog, which is meant primarily for food, it's meant to be eaten, so when you make it muktzah, when you make it something that is going to be inaccessible to you, that means from achila, but hana'a, but smelling, which is not the derech hana'a, would be permissible. So now the Gemara brings another din in the name of Rabbah about a hadas and an esrog throughout the year. Va'amar Rabba, hadas b'mechubar, a hadas that's still attached to the ground, mutar l'riach bo, you're allowed to smell it on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Esrog b'mechubar, an esrog is still attached to the ground, asur l'riach bo. My time, why the difference? Hadas l'riach kai yisharis l'lasi l'migzei. A hadas, which is the highest form of benefit that you get from a hadas, is smelling it. So allowing you to smell it is not going to cause you to shear it, to cut it down. But esrog de la achila kai, an esrog which is meant primarily as a food, if we allow you to smell it on Shabbos, you may become so enticed by it that you'll want to cut it down so that you could eat it. So the Gemara now discusses how a person should take the dal minim when he wants to say the bracha. V'yamar Rabba, lulav b'yamin, esrog b'smol. The esrog b'smol. You take the lulav in your right hand, the esrog in your left hand. My time, hanitlas mitzvos, v'aychad the mitzvah. The lulav involves three out of the four minim. The esrog is only one out of the four minim, and that's why the lulav goes in the right hand. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zrika, my time lo mevarchinon, ela al netilas lulav. Why is the nusach habracha al netilas lulav? Why not al netilas esrog or al netilas hadasim or anything like that? So ha'ul gavah mikulan, since the shidra of the lulav has to be a tefach above the hadas and the areva, so it's higher than the other minim. That's why it's more chashuv, and whatever is bound together with it is called part of the lulav. So it's all in the tilis lulav. So it says, but that's easy to fix. Why don't you just lift the esrog higher than the lulav, and then you'll say the bracha on the esrog? Meaning, it's not a din fundamentally that the lulav has to be higher. No, but lulav is taller than an esrog, so by its nature, it's higher than everything else. So now, main point number one on Amud Beis. Well, first of all, just realize that we had four machlokos between Rabba and Rava relating to chatzitza issues. Now we have main point number one, three non-chatzitza related statements of Rabba are as follows. That A, you can't smell the hadas, but you can smell the esrog, meaning on Sukkos. B, you can smell an attached hadas on Shabbos or Yantif, but not an attached esrog. We're afraid if you smell an attached esrog, you might cut it off. And C, the lulav should be in the right hand because it has three minim, three of the four minim. Now, once we learn that there's a mitzvah to shake the lulav, and when we say halal, the Mishnah is going to teach us how you do the shaking. At what point do you minaneh the lulav? Do you shake the lulav? Hodul Hashem tchila v'sof, at the beginning and end of Hodul Hashem. Ba'ana Hashem Oshiyana, divrei Beis Hillel. And also, when you say Ana Hashem Oshiyana, according to Beis Hillel, Veshamei Amrim Af Ba'ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Veshamei thinks even when you say Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, Amr Rabbi Kiva Tzofa Yisib Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. I was looking at Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Shekola Amayim Menanin Es Luvayin. Everyone was shaking their lulavim when they said Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, aside from Hodu and Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Vehim Lo Ninu. But they, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, would not shake their lulav Ella Ana Hashem Oshiyana, except for by Hodu and by Ana Hashem Oshiyana, meaning they followed the Shita of the Beis Hillel. So Rabbi Kiva is trying to tell us, don't follow the Beis Shammai, even if you see a lot of peer pressure. There are a lot of other people following the Beis Shammai. We should not follow the Beis Shammai. So main point number three over here, we wave the lulav at Hodul Hashem and at Ana Hashem Oshiyana, but it's Machlokas Beis Shammai Beisila, whether we also wave it at Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. So now, when we ask Ve'echanei Menanin, it sounds like it's obvious that there is such a thing called Nanua. So Nanua Mandekar Shemei, where do we ever discover that there even is such a thing called Na'anua? So it says, Gemara Hasam Kai, the Tana was relying on the Mishnah we had in Daf Chav Tesam Beis. Kol lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim kedei lenaneh bo, kosher. Any lulav that's three tefachim and has space to shake it is kosher. V'kamar Heichan Menanin, so we're saying, okay, when do you wave it? Now the Gemara is going to bring how they would wave the Shtei Alechem and the two Kvasim that they would bring on Shavuos, and the reasons that for it. So there's some relationship between that waving and the waving of the lulav. There's a Mishnah Menachos that Shtei Alechem Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, the two loaves of bread that are the key to the Shavuos carbon, and the two sheep of that we bring with that Shtei Alechem Ketaruos. How do you wave it? Maniach Shtei Alechem Al Gabi Shnei Kvasim. You put the loaves of bread on top of the sheep. Umaniach Yodo Tachtehen. And you put your hands underneath the sheep that the bread is on. Umeinif, umolich, umevi, mala, umorid. You all together, you wave it by bringing it forward, backwards, up and down. Shnemar asher hunaf vasher hura. So the Gemara brings two hasberim. Waving in different directions, what it's meant to be merames to. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Moluch Umevi Lemisha Arba Rucha Shelo Malu Morid Lemisha Shemayim Va'aret Shelo. Your Moluch Umevi is to the one who controls all the four ruchos, all the four directions of the earth. Your Malu Morid to the one who is in control of Shemayim Va'aret, meaning it's all Takarish Baruch Hu. V'Marav Masnu Achi in Eretz Yisrael, they explained Amar Rabbi Chaim Baruch V'Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Moluch Umevi Kitei Lata Ruchos Ra'os. Your Moluch Umevi to stop ruchos ra'os, bad winds, from every direction, malamor k'dei latzor tlalim raim, and we're malamor to stop bad rain or bad dew that can come from on top or from below. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barav Mivitem, Rabbi Yossi Barav Zvida, Zosa Meresh, Rabbi Yossi Bechanina, that the who says that the waving is to stop Ruchos Rosh and Talalim Ram, we learn, Shiyari Mitzvah, that even just the leftover remnants, extra pieces of a mitzvah that are not really the ikr part of the mitzvah, ma'akvinasa pranas, are able to hold back pranas and terrible things from happening to us. Shari tenufa shiari mitzvah is shiari mitzvah, because the tenufa, the waving of the is a shiari mitzvah, and nevertheless, so teres ruchos, look what it does, look what it accomplishes, it stops all these terrible things from happening. V'yamarava b'chein belulav, the same is true by the nanum of a lulav. It's just a shiari mitzvah, but yet it's a effective in stopping all these terrible things from happening. Rav Acha bar Yaakov mamtile umaisile. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, when he would take the lulav to say a bracha, he would be molech umevi, and Omar, he would say, den gira be'ine distana. These wavings should be like an arrow in the eye of the Satan, because he can't stop Klal Yisrael from doing mitzvah. So the nanum are a symbol of victory over the Satan. Says Mar Velav Milsi, he shouldn't really say such things. Mishum da'asi l'gira be, you don't want to taunt the Satan. It may mobilize, it may awaken a sleeping giant, and that certainly we have no interest in doing. So last main point or two over here. Here is that on Lamzayim Beis we have Moluch Mevi Malu Morid, either as a form of worship to Hashem, who controls all directions, or to stop Piranus that could come from all directions. And then main point number one on Lamed Chesam and Aleph is that the Gemara rejects Rav Acha bar Yaakov's idea to taunt the Satan with the waving of the Dalaminim. Instead, we suggest it's best not to taunt the Satan. Okay, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Lamed Chesam and Aleph.